Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of the Greg Hill Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station. NFL Sunday on EEI is presented by
Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
And co-sponsored by
Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros.
Zuti, build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And the New England Recovery Center of Westboro, Mass.
This hour of NFL Sunday is brought to you by Bill DeLuca, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Presented by Kaplansky Insurance, Northeast Electrical, and Zuti.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEEI.
Hour number two, NFL Sunday. Keith Fourier and Wiggy on WEEI, taking you up until 1 o'clock. News of the day, Patriots Broncos has been postponed until next week. Byron Cowart, the third member of the Patriots to test positive for COVID. And joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Tom E. Kern from NBC Sports Boston. Tom, how are you, sir?
Good, guys. How's everything?
It's going all right. Just trying to keep up with all the news. And you had a tweet earlier this morning, prior to the game being postponed, that essentially said the feeling you were getting, the players and coaches, they weren't just going to let the league tell them you have a game if they didn't feel comfortable playing the game. And then I think it was less than an hour later, they postponed the game. In your mind, do you think this game not being played this week had more to do with the Patriots or the NFL?
100% the Patriots, because if you look at the timeline of morning announcements through Adam Schefter, who, God bless him, does a great job of hardworking, but oftentimes you know he's getting his stuff directly from the league, and he is the wholesaler for their information. Soon after the first tweet that he had about the positive came a tweet that said the NFL plans to play the game. And among those responses was a great tweet from James White of a couple of emojis, one with that guy, are you kidding me, face, and another one with that, yeah, I don't think so, face. And very soon thereafter, the game was postponed. I'm not saying James did it. All I'm saying is, from everything we've heard from Jason McCourty, from everything we've heard from Bill Belichick, from people I spoke to this week within the organization who were saying we have to do what's best for the health and safety of ourselves and not leave it to the NFL and the NFLPA, that all leads me to believe that that timeline was, no, we're not playing today or tomorrow. Excuse me, we're not playing tomorrow. Get off of that now.
But if they didn't have a test today, another test, they would have played, right? That was planning on going. I mean, if they didn't have another test.
Yeah, I think, yes, Chris.
So, yeah, right. And I feel like because they were already on edge and already kind of irritated and already kind of, you know, mad at the way they were being treated, that I felt like the next smallest, you know, situation would have just kind of tipped them to, you know, we're not doing it. You figure it out.
Right.
Like, we're telling you we're not playing. Now you figure it out on your end because we're not going to let you push us around anymore.
Yeah, they chiseled away the trust. That's the bottom line is, if you really want to go through it, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there, rightfully so, who are looking at it through the lens of, look, There are supermarket workers who go to work afterwards. There are plenty of people who, you know, did these things. Why can't the Patriots? Well, there's an organization here with the NFL, the NFLPA, the players, the coaches, who are looking at this situation and saying, we have to trust each other. And when Cam tested positive last Friday, news breaking last Saturday, the one thing that we did know from the Tennessee Titans situation was you shouldn't get on an airplane, because that seemed to be the spreader event. Now, may have been some of the practices too, but the spreader event seemed to be the airplane. The NFL said you're going to fly anyway. Patriots took every precaution they could, including two planes, separate buses, every other thing. They work a 24-hour day on Monday. Yet when they get out there, their request to make sure that they continue the health and safety measures that they had done all the way to play that game that the NFL insisted that they play was rebuffed by whether it be the Chiefs or the NFL in terms of locker room space. So now you've eroded that trust. And then Stephon Gilmore tests positive. Bill was the one who on Friday said, we're not going back in. That was Bill. That was not the NFL or the NFLPA. The Patriots were making these decisions. And that to me is Christian. So the point I'm trying to make is this one positive test with Byron Cowart isn't the Patriots overreacting. It's them saying, see, we told you, because we all know there's a 4 to 5 incubation period from the CDC median. And we were on that plane for 5 days, and here's another one. So that to me is why we are where we are.
But Tom, when you look at it, it's for me, it just, because it doesn't really make sense. I don't really know what the NFL's doing. If you're telling me the reason why this game gets canceled, and so here's the question I would ask. Did the game get canceled or postponed because the Patriots didn't get no practice? Or is it because the NFL is concerned about maybe asymptomatic people and more people testing positive? Where I feel like they don't give us any real idea, because if you just say if Cowart doesn't test positive, they're playing a game with no practice.
They were still going to play the game. The reason they're not playing a game tomorrow, and I'm trying to confirm this, is the Patriots said, we're not playing, guys. Call Denver. They're not coming out.
So can does that mean Tennessee could do the same thing? Because they're scheduled.
Any individual can say we're not doing it, or a group of individuals. Mm-hmm. This is unprecedented. You can say, okay, we're going to fine the Patriots franchise $15 million. We're going to make them forfeit. We're going to do X, Y, and Z. You know what? The world will spin on.
Players. See, to me, it's like the Patriots are at the center of new team protocol, player 100%. Protocol. And that, to me, if I'm the league, I should be nervous. I should be nervous that other teams are going to say, you know what? Thank you, Devin McCourty, for telling it like it is. Now we are. Now we have some courage to make some other decisions and to push back a little bit also. So I think this is – I didn't actually foresee this happening, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that one voice is somewhat hijacking the rules and regulations for this season.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I'm looking at Bill too here, and so many people over the years, and you guys can absolutely speak to this because of the difficult personnel decisions he makes, because of the gruff personality, because of all of it, people wonder where his heart is. His heart is on friggin' display right now in having the backs of his players. I'm writing this right now, and he just said yesterday, I'm going to read it to you. He goes, what's best for our football team is the health and safety of our team. That's our number one priority. Without that, we don't have a team. We have to maintain the integrity of not only our football team, but also the extended team, our families and the loved ones for every member of our team. That's got to come first. That's our approach. It's the way I look at it. I know that's the way Mr. Kraft looks at it, and that's what we're going to continue to do. We'll put the team first, and that's our philosophy. Bill is leading. He's having their backs. He's doing the right thing for them. Makes it sound as if Robert is there with them. I really think, Christian, you're exactly right. This is kind of a landmark moment in an unprecedented time for the players and coaches and a certain one individual franchise to show agency and say, we're not doing it. Now, maybe an Arizona Cardinals team couldn't do it. Maybe the Patriots had to be the ones who did do it because of the place they hold. But they had 8 opt-outs. Several of very important players who are huge leaders And then some of the guys who stayed in, Slater, the McCourties, weren't so sure they wanted to do it. So they pushed the wrong team, NFL did.
We're talking with Tommy Kern from NBC Sports Boston. And what do you think, as far as the league is concerned, you know, they're trying to get 16 games in, and yet teams are going to be running out of bye weeks. You know, they're going to use up the Patriots. They already used up the Titans and the Steelers, and they did all of that. There's also been some discussion, I think Pro Football Talk may have had it, where a number of coaches got together and said, what if we stop for 2 weeks, just pause it, and then try to rework a 12-game schedule? Like, at this point, how likely do you think that could be?
I think everything's on the table. I don't think it's stupid. I think that the NFL cannot get, and I've said this a bunch of times, I think you guys have too, the NFL can't get greedy. It got itself a training camp. It got itself 3 weeks of competitive football. It got people's juices flowing. But it can't act as if it's entitled to a 16-game regular season with this going on. It has to be able to be malleable and say, okay, well, there's going to be some competitive disadvantages. Say New England plays 13 games and the rest of the league plays 14 or whatever. Or Tennessee plays 11.
You know, Tom, I can't keep going, though.
Well, tough.
You might.
Why?
You might have
what
to.
What happened? Well, and see, this is the problem, because you just brought this up. I'm sorry I cut you off, Christian. But this is the problem here. You can't, the NFL can't say everything's on the table, because when they say everything's on the table, then that means they had nothing on the table originally. You should have at least had something on the table to know. Here are the numbers, and I've been, and I'll keep beating this dead horse until it comes back to life. If you're the NFL, you should say, the number of positive tests per team for the amount of players has to be X amount before we even think about postponing the game. And then the other thing should be, the if you can't get one physical practice in during the week, then we have to postpone the game. Because it almost looks like the reason why Bill was, you know, deciding to say we're not going forward with this game is because they didn't get any physical practice in. And so I think the NFL,
I disagree on that, but that's like a side issue.
Right.
I mean, I think that he was fine to soldier on through, but not fine, but he was willing to. I get what you're saying. I don't disagree with you, but Bill Murray and Cam Newton, sadly, in the world of the NFL, were not created equal. So practice squad defensive tackle is one of four. Say your whole practice squad ends up COVID positive or close contact for the week, and you can't. But you have your best, you're going to shut it down because of that. I mean, that's what I mean. You can't have one all-encompassing rule is what I'm driving at, to say, well, once you get to this point, you can't play. You have to allow these teams and players to have, you know, a measure of, like I said, agency in making their own decisions. Well, the NBA and NHL just went into a friggin' bubble, right. Christian. They made it work. It wasn't ideal.
Yeah,
they figured it out. People will deal with it.
Tom, I'm telling you, this is this reminds me of that Tom Hanks movie, Captain Phillips, where the guy comes on into the bridge and says, "I'm the captain now."
He's a pirate. Right.
He's a pirate. The point is that they said, and I keep thinking about that because we're in control now.
Mm-hmm.
Now just shut up and just listen. And I feel like that's a position that I don't feel like the league anticipated. Hey, we can only be one captain. No, not anymore. We don't trust the way you drive. We don't trust where you're taking us. So we're taking over the con. Like, this is our ship now. So we'll tell you what we're going to do, and we'll tell you. And I can easily see other teams, if they find themselves in a similar position, being empowered because of the example that the Patriots showed. And that is a strong leadership, well-developed team that has a lot of power and influence on other team members,
Christian,
on other teams.
That's bad for business because if you,
I know, because, that's my point.
Because
it's bad
if,
for business.
If you're Bill Belichick, Tom, and you really want to go down that road of, well, we're concerned, then you should have did that last week against Kansas City and said, you know what, we don't have our starting quarterback. That's the one game that we'd want to get postponed. Not the damn Denver Bronco games. So
but once you start talking about positions and roles, then you lose your high ground of talking.
Right,
about
but Tom, right. Don't you think teams are now going to go, wait a second, if I get one of my better players to test positive, can't I just make an uproar about we don't want to play?
Can we get back to just the idea of so what? who cares what the other teams do? You got to do like Jermaine, just like you would, and Christian and Rich and me. We're all going to do what's best for our family. I don't care what decision I make in the four walls of my house and how it relates to what other people are going to use that as a precedent for what they make. I still, in the end, have to do what's best for my house. And the Patriots had to do what's best for their house.
Yeah,
so
but
if
when
the
there's
Arizona 30, Cardinals decide, when too, the, too bad.
But when you don't when you just
so
rent,
what's going to happen
when you rent a room in the house? You can't. The Patriots don't own this. The NFL owns this house. You rent a room in that house with 31 other teams.
That's not a good metaphor.
Is the house? Hold on. Is the house?
We try
is the house? Is the house in the middle of the street?
That's our house.
It's a double yellow line.
So it's 32 individual houses.
There's 32 individual houses in an area, and they all pay into that community. They all have to pay their funds, whatever the hell it
homeowners
is.
Homeowners association fees.
That's correct. And these Patriots are currently a rogue state.
Yes.
Now, the Denver Broncos, I think, have a legitimate beef. And I know the answer could always just be, hey, life's not fair. But they were supposed to play on Sunday in New England. Now they lose their bye week. And, oh, by the way, they were probably going to face Stidham or Hoyer. And now they're probably going to face Cam Newton and maybe even Gilmore. Where do you stand? And I've been in favor of the forfeit since the beginning. If you can't play for whatever reason, you have too many guys on COVID, or you didn't get your practice, or you didn't whatever, you can get 16 results by forfeiting. Like, Tennessee should have forfeited to Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. maybe even to Buffalo. And if the Patriots don't feel like playing this Sunday, they should forfeit too. Where do you come down on the forfeits?
I think in the Tennessee instance, yeah, maybe they were cavalier about the rules and they broke them. With the Patriots, you could easily point to the fact that, what? No, sorry. You're the ones who told us to get on a plane. You're the ones who didn't give us enough room. And now you're telling us we're going to have to forfeit? No, that's not how this is going to work. We secede and we start our own league.
The Kyrie Irving approach.
Somebody ain't paying their homeowners association fees. This whole community, I don't want to live in this gated community. You can't use the Patriots, can't use the pool because they didn't pay their fees.
Nobody's going to want to sit next to them.
But Tom, I think, and this is where I think, you know, we're all confused here, right? Because now, and I think Christian is right, is you're going down a road where it's 32 individual teams deciding what they feel like is best for their team. And if you're the league, how do you fight that?
Well, the next pandemic, they'll be better prepared. But I think that this is an outlier situation.
Just like the United States.
Honestly, I really think this is an outlier situation. And this will be a good calibration for the NFL, for its member teams, for its owners, for competition committee, all of it, to say, okay, well, so here's what might happen if something. Now, look, the interesting thing with New England is we're not talking about a full-fledged outbreak. We're not talking about this running wild through the organization. And that is to the Patriots' great credit as well, I think, because they've been so cautious throughout this week. Again, I cannot overstate how impressed I've been with how well the Patriots have approached this, despite the fact, you know, of trying to deal with it and be respectful of it and still try and play off a season. But I think that all of these things, Wiggy, this isn't the tip of the iceberg and the snowball is going to start rolling down the hill and a million things are going to happen. This is an outlier situation that I think the NFL is going to understand. Well, next time something like this comes up, we better not try to ride herd on the players and say, look, you guys agreed to this in August, you know, so tough, get out there.
All right, it's Tom E. Kern from NBC Sports Boston. Next week, Tom, we'll have you back, and we can talk about the Patriots-Broncos, assuming they play.
Assuming they play.
Again.
Enjoy your bye week.
Yeah, right. I hope you did the same, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
All right, thanks to Tom, who joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Patriots Storylines are brought to you by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids, now offering contact-free pickup. Call today, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or online at carsforkids.com. So I do wonder if teams around the league look at what the Patriots did, and he pretty much confirmed it. This was not the NFL would have said you guys can still play tomorrow, but the Patriots said we're not going to, and then rather making it look like this giant mutiny, they were like, "Yep, we've decided."
But isn't that the wrong road you want to go down? That
you do
because,
open the door up.
Because now what's the next team going to go? Well, I don't like what's going on here. We've had one positive test. Maybe it's on my better player.
See, I feel like the Titans won't do it because the NFL could say, all right, if you guys want to sit out, we are going to come down so hard on you and suspend Vrabel and fine. So I think the Titans are kind of in a weird spot. But other teams that have one or two guys, let's say it's their starting quarterback and their best defensive player, why wouldn't they push it down the line? Why wouldn't you? Of course you would.
That's what I would think that if we already heard the Denver players complaining, feeling like,
they're pissed.
And now if word gets out, if the Tennessee Titans play and the Patriots don't, you don't think the word will start to spread throughout the league? And I know he wanted, and I know Tom went down the road of homeowners association, but it's basically saying, oh, we live in this community, but they get a better benefit than we do?
Mm-hmm.
That don't seem fair.
What's up with that?
Yeah, teams like the Tennessee Titans don't have a leg to stand on.
They don't. They
care.
Can't do it.
I don't care how much leadership they have. Right. And, we misunderstood the rules. We thought we could practice, but only practice outside.
No, they can't do it.
Yeah, but the Patriots, they have a death. I'm not surprised at all. I'll tell you, a guy like McCourty is a future NFL player president. Like, he's that type of guy.
Yeah.
Lots of experience. Guys respect him. People listen to him.
Won't get brainwashed, though.
Well, they all end up getting brainwashed when they actually get in that position. They realize that they have to serve more than just one person.
Right.
I'm not surprised. And I don't know if maybe the league is like, oh, crap, we can't control this team, and, they're telling us what to do. But they did the right thing. I think somebody's got to put their foot down. So, and then Tom was on it. And we could – I'm not surprised at all because Bill was basically telling us everything when he was not ripping these guys, but poor Mikey Reese just wants to know how he's doing. Mike Giardi, Tommy Curran.
No,
you can tell, they're all just like, whoa, hey, just asking the question. It's like, I can't physically tell
just
you.
Asking.
You guys have to kind of figure it out on your own. I in a way, I kind of love it. And because we got to take control. We know that you're not going to work, take care of us, so we're going to do it ourselves.
See, I don't. But I'm
look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
That's the
Patriots.
Pirate. Yeah. Rich, Patriots are pirates.
Rich,
so is Goodell Tom Hanks?
Well, no, it's
yes,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Goodell is Tom Hanks, and he let him do it. And I'm one of the biggest Pats fans, but I don't think the Patriots should be playing tomorrow night, and I think that by the league allowing them to do this will cause a serious problem moving forward. Because I don't think you could say, and I think I heard Rich, you talking about this on Dale and Keith this past week. Like, you can't have one team
Be 8-2.
Yeah, and have one team be 13-3, and the other team be whatever it is because they missed a few games, and then go, oh, we now got to figure out the playoff system when they don't have the same record. You can't do that.
Yeah, they should have put it in a week 18, and then they also should have really considered the idea of forfeits, especially when if one team is so over the top, you can't play.
Right, you take the L.
You take the L and move on. And those are the results. At the end of the year, it's 16 results. Maybe he didn't play 16 games.
Do you think that they're – I think this has more to do with not another positive test, but I think it has more to do with the fact that they just didn't practice.
I'm telling you, that's 100%
what it is. So why would –
But the positive test allowed – because also they were probably going to go in today and do some stuff, and now that's shut down. So because they did practice yesterday. They practiced outside, and they held meetings outside to be safe. And so they would have gone in today, but it was shut down today. So now they weren't going to up on Monday and play.
But why, when I asked Tom the question, well, if Kawhi doesn't test positive, aren't they playing without the practice? And he's probably like, yeah. So how are you now making the decision on whether or not?
It allowed them to. That was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right.
Now they had actual some backing. Of, hey, listen, now we're really not doing
it. But they were probably already pissed about, being together for 2 days instead of however many it normally is. But now it was down to one, and they're like, well, this is just ridiculous. And by the way, I don't know if Cowart was on that plane. They would know if he was on the COVID plane, to which they probably thought they shouldn't have gone on to begin with. So, yeah, and it also makes it a little bit easier to say we're not playing.
But don't we know moving forward, based on the NFL rule with the protocol, is that if a person does test positive, Is it the facility shut down for 3 days?
Two, I believe.
Is it 2 days? Okay.
As long as you get, you know, all negatives for two straight
days. Okay, so we know it's shut. So we know
that's why the Titans are such a mess, because every day they'd get one, and then they're like, no, you can't.
Right.
Nope. And then they're
back another one. We know this, and when you look at the world of football practice, it's really Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, right? And so we know in this world that we're living in now, there's probably a chance that a team is going to go without having one physical practice and have to make the decision, do we play or don't we?
Right. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ryan up in New Hampshire. He joins us next. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
What up? So I actually kind of have to – I was going to say something, but then I have to kind of disagree with Tommy Kern about the whole Stephon Gilmore thing. Gilmore caught this from Cam Newton.
We don't know
There's no question about it.
Well, we don't know for sure.
We don't know for sure.
There's a chance he got it on his own somewhere else.
But you said the incubation is 4 to 5 days.
It's five or more in some
cases. Yeah,
days.
I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah.
Right. But he went to dinner Friday night with Cam after Cam tested positive.
No.
That was what the reports are saying. That's what you guys are saying.
Nope, we didn't. Friday night, we got news that Cam Newton – no. We found out Saturday. Friday night, the results came in. Dinner was prior to that. He wouldn't have gone to dinner with him if he tested positive for COVID.
Yeah, so when Gilmore goes to dinner, he is unaware that Cam Newton is
They're just
positive.
Having a meal of food, as guys would do.
That's what they would do.
Okay, then this is – something screwed up because I remember reading – Cam tested positive Friday because I was talking to people at work about it, that what the Patriots going to do now.
You did not know that he tested positive on Friday.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
See, I think, Ryan, you're thinking that Gilmore went to dinner willingly knowing that Cam was testing positive. That's not true.
Because I guess a lot of times we'll find out that somebody tested positive. And so, like, we found out today that Byron Cowher tested positive.
Right.
But that's technically a Friday, like, test. That we got the results that we found out today.
Nope, you're wrong. Look it up.
Right, but we know that.
They
test every day, right?
I don't know who said it or who tweeted it or who wrote about it, but Stephon Gilmore did not have dinner with Cam knowing that Cam
had
it.
That sounds like
COVID.
Workplace water cooler. Right.
That really, like, that is like a game of telephone. Like, yeah, he had it. You knew he had it, and he kissed him on the mouth.
Rich, but like, this is what we got to know. And I don't know if Christian knows because he's kind of plugged in, and it seems like he got some.
I would say so. Scoops is back.
Scoops is back. Here's what I'd like to know.
All right.
When are they testing the place? Because we know they're testing every day. So did they test Cam Friday, let's call it 5 o'clock? He then gets his results Saturday, and that's when we find out he's positive?
I don't know.
Yeah, the only reason I'm saying that is, right, so we found out today, Sunday morning, that Coward tested positive. So then that means Saturday night when he tested, everybody was under the assumption that he was negative because if he tested the day before, right? He must have tested negative on Friday.
So let's go to Burt Breer had some details a couple hours ago. He says, you know, one player tests positive. So team got word late last night.
So late
Saturday.
So he must have tested sometime Saturday morning to Saturday afternoon.
Right. And so I'm guessing the same thing happened with Cam the previous Friday.
Right.
And so nobody even went to the facility this morning because they were able to alert everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But so same kind of example. Cowart, I don't know if he did. Let's hope that he didn't. But he could have gone to dinner with somebody last night not knowing that he had it yet.
Right? Well, because
you had to do some,
we
some
would
tracing
know,
there.
But
with,
we would know Friday he tested negative.
Yeah, from that test, he probably did.
Right. So we would know Friday he tested negative. And now what's he doing after his test from Friday to that Saturday morning when he tests again?
Probably went to a wedding.
That's the 24 hours. That's the first 48. That's that period.
See,
you have to
figure
something out.
Figured out. All right,
the first 48 is just the beginning.
That's it. There's so much more to that. 617-779-7937 is the number to jump aboard here. The Patriots game against the Broncos has been postponed until next Sunday, and we're talking about it with you. This is NFL Sunday brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
Cam Newton joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the news of the day, the Patriots-Broncos game set for tomorrow night has been postponed to next Sunday. That was the Patriots' bye week. The Broncos were scheduled to play the Dolphins, so they'll have to reschedule that game. But no Patriots game this week. technically week five is their bye week.
And you know what I was thinking about?
What's that?
And after I was digging and doing my first 48,
yeah.
I bet this is his second positive test.
Within the first 48 hours.
I don't know.
Right, because...
I don't know about that.
Because we knew what the Jets player, right? Remember the Jets player had that...
They do need to be confirmed, so there is...
Right,
yeah.
So I would think in order for it to be confirmed that it's legit...
They don't go on the COVID reserve list unless it's 100% confirmed.
Right, so in order...
They don't just throw people on there.
In order for it to be confirmed, I bet you that person would have to have two positive tests to make sure it wasn't a false positive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Would you agree, though?
Sure.
No, that is the protocol.
That's correct.
I'm telling you that is the protocol.
That's the protocol.
Yes.
So right. This
they don't go on there if it's not confirmed.
All right, right. So this got to be a second positive test.
Was it Stafford had one? Then
Stafford
then
was
didn't...
false, but like yeah. Cam, for example, right off the bat, everyone was like, oh, it could be a false positive.
Oh, yeah,
like, no, it's not a false positive.
So
they're on the list.
But in order for it not to be false positive, the only point I'm making, you would have test positive twice. That's why Coward must have tested positive twice for this.
Correct.
All right. Well, hopefully
we got to the bottom of that.
Hopefully,
John.
He didn't have
that.
A
almost took 48 hours.
For just about though, just inside though, we were able to solve that. The Tennessee Titans, meanwhile, they are scheduled to play the Buffalo Bills today. They had another staff member test positive, so their facility is shut down. Although that game still scheduled for Tuesday night, and the Bruins signed former Predators forward Craig Smith. I'm Rich Keefe. That's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Broadcasting from our Best Yet studios. Best Yet. Shop your local grocer for the best quality and value.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEEI.
The NFL was planning to have the Broncos-Patriots game that was scheduled for Monday night next weekend. It is official. Both teams have been informed that the game will be next Sunday. The Broncos and Patriots will make up that game after this morning. A fourth Patriot player in 8 days tested positive. The team shut down the facility, put everybody else through testing. And so the Broncos and Patriots both have an unexpected bye today, which they were not anticipating. And Broncos-Patriots now has been moved to next Sunday. And the Broncos will have to reschedule a game against the Dolphins.
Adam Schefter with the breaking news of this morning. The Patriots-Broncos game has been postponed to next Sunday. And it really does screw the Broncos. The Broncos lose their bye week. They didn't do anything wrong. They should have played on Sunday. They were already pissed having to play on Monday. You can imagine how pissed they are now. And they'll probably have to face Cam Newton and Steph Gilmore, I would assume.
Right.
The way things are going.
I think the even bigger point is they do miss their bye week.
And no bye week.
Yeah, because this week it wasn't a bye week from them. And then their bye week they're going to have to play anyway. So they are. And all because the NFL can't make a decision on whether or not teams should play or they should be allowed to postpone
and,
games.
And by all accounts, the Patriots were the ones that said, yeah, we're not going to play. And well, the NFL like is spinning it like it was their idea for safety, but the Titans and Bills game is still scheduled.
Right.
So if they were really all that worried about it, that game wouldn't be played either.
Right.
In fact, it definitely wouldn't be played because they have way more cases
but what's
on that
the,
team.
What's the safety of not playing this game anyways when you played a game last week and the Patriots had a positive test?
It was less safe last week.
Right.
Than this week.
Yeah, so isn't that kind of the bar?
Last week?
It should be.
That
what
you should
we're
play.
Willing, so, and that's why I think, because, I mean, I guess we would, I would put money that another team is going to get into a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah.
And I'm curious to know if they would do the same thing with that new team that they did with the Patriots. I would say no. I would say the next team is going to be like, we're not taking two separate planes. Because the Patriots did all that on their own.
The Patriots
shut down their own practice facility on their own on Friday. Because
and then
like,
when they got to Kansas City, they go, hey, can we have some more space? And the league said no.
That to me, I think that would have been my last straw.
Yep.
That would have been, I don't care what you're saying. Because to me, that's like the simplest, most practical thing to do.
Right.
And it goes against every last thing that they're preaching. So mm-hmm. I'm okay with a small amount of hypocrisy, mm-hmm. but I can't deal with a lot. Like I can
it's too
turn
much
my,
in the NFL.
It's too much. Like and Wig, you've been in that locker room. You know how small it is. I would say the two smallest locker rooms in the NFL. There used to be more, but now since everyone's got new stadiums, used to be Buffalo,
yes,
and Kansas City. Buffalo is actually worse. Buffalo's worse,
yes,
than Kansas City. But Kansas City is so small. Veteran players have to share a locker. There is no social distancing in that locker room. And then I can understand it because, like, the little tarmac thing, the tunnel is at an angle, and it goes right when you walk out that locker room, you go down, like, a little concrete path, and the field is right there. And I would sit there and say, okay, well, where would you even put extra guys? You'd have to actually put them in that outdoor area. But I would say, so what?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like the NFL has – they have created – there's a problem brewing. You know what I mean? There's something brewing under the surface right now, and it's about to explode because you're allowing the Patriots to now run rogue and go, we don't want to play because of whatever reasons that may be, whether it's we didn't get enough days of practice, which I think we all agree on is the reasoning on why.
That's what it feels like to me.
Right?
Yeah.
Not – or – we don't feel like we are concerned because one of our players tests positive and we're afraid that he might pass some.
Or are they just an outlier, Wiggy? Is this just a special circumstance that the league probably sitting there going, guys, Jacksonville's, if they throw their weight around, we're going to tell them to go pound sand.
But isn't that wrong? How do you then, if it's, let's say it's Kansas City, let's say it's not Jacksonville.
Yeah, because I don't think certainly not all teams would have the stomach to do this. First of all, Tennessee, I don't think is in a position to do it right now.
Well, Tennessee, take them off the table.
Okay. But like if the Kansas City Chiefs, if all of a sudden Mahomes got it and the Honey Badger got it, and they didn't practice all week, I could see them saying we're not doing it.
Right. Right. And we know there was a player who tested positive on the Raiders, right? Do the Raiders have enough juice to go, well, we didn't practice all week. We don't want to play. And the NFL go, okay.
Maybe.
See, but I think that's the problem. That's the Pandora's box that NFL is opening.
I think it's also the double whammy. I think some of these teams can probably deal with 1 week of not ideal situations. But mm-hmm. for the Patriots, it was the same day flying on Monday and then combined with no practice the next week. I think they were like, enough's enough. Like it was just too much stuff. Where if it was just one or the other, well, mm-hmm. we already saw it. They went to Kansas City. And you made the point of all the games that you'd want to maybe push to later in the season, it'd be at Kansas City without Cam Newton. And they said, all right, we'll play that one. So they probably could even beat Denver without Cam Newton. But they're like, all right, enough's enough. Like too much stuff has happened. We're going to put our foot down here. And that's what
now you're swimming in uncharted waters. If you're the NFL and you're allowing that to happen,
you don't like the Patriots taking on the NFL, I would think you would enjoy this. The way they've screwed the Patriots.
It's not like their first rodeo.
I don't. But all I'm saying is
they haven't done very well in the past.
All I know is that this is just now creates more of an issue for the league because there'll be other teams. Like I know Tommy Curran was just like, we can only be concerned about the Patriots. Well, yeah, I understand that, but there are 31 other teams that are now looking and go, well, if it's good for the Patriots, it's good for me.
Let's go to the phones right now. We have Jake in Boston. He joins us next. What's up, Jake?
Boys, once again, you Patriot defenders who continue to bow at the organization's shady activities like what happened in the Cincinnati press box or the deflated football, once again are backing the organization, which refuses to take any accountability for their actions. I heard McCourty yesterday. I saw the White tweet this morning. It was both deflection and disgusting. And this is where you shift into your Deflategate, Spygate, do your job, Bob Kraft didn't do anything wrong mode. Cam Newton got COVID because he was reckless. Outside, keyword, outside of an NFL-sanctioned facility, posing for selfies with his mask hanging down below his nose.
How do you know he got it there? How do you know he got it there?
I don't know he got it there, but you know what? I don't know he got it. Hold on, Keith.
How do you know he didn't get it? What if he got it against the Raiders? What if he was playing the Raiders?
How many outbreaks are there on the Raiders right now? Same thing with the Chiefs.
They're nose tackle.
Clubs have Titans like outbreaks here, guys? If this was spread on the field, and we've seen enough sports over the last 6 months to realize it's not happening because of what happens on the field of play. We have not seen these massive outbreaks. Well, that's the next step because I saw Bill's Instagram story or Linda's Instagram story last night. No. They were in full date night mode after they realized this was a positive test. Maybe because they know they're getting locked in the Renaissance here and they're going to create these bubbles because that's the only way you can save a season at
this
point.
So they can't have dinner?
No. Linda made dinner for Bill last night, Keith.
What's wrong with that?
Questioning my reporting.
What's wrong with that?
I had Cam Newton outside the facility. I had Tuukka Rask blowing his butt outside.
You are a loser.
July 23rd, when you guys thought it was the hottest take, and I had Cam Newton on that private jet to Atlanta.
Seems
after
like
week
Jake's
one.
Trying to take over for Christian Fogate.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
I'm the only hockey insider.
Yeah, you're very excited.
I don't know, Scoops.
Yeah, we might. I'm listening to you. I tried defending you last week, but now you're just getting real angry.
When Adam Schefter reports that Cam Newton had dinner with Stephon Gilmore on Friday night, the key word wasn't the fact that they had dinner. They had dinner outside the NFL facility where there are cameras all over the place. As you and I and Fourier and Wiggins all know, the NFL is watching those facilities like hawks. They have catering at Gillette Stadium.
You can have dinner.
Are you not allowed to? You can have dinner. Jake is such a loser.
No.
I'm done with Jake.
Listen,
he's doing reporting. What's wrong with that?
He's Scoops Jake, right?
He's got all kinds of info.
No, don't give him the Scoops
part. But there is a portion of what he's saying that I agree with. Right?
I do too. Which part?
Like what?
He threw a lot of information. I'm curious which part.
Well, that the Patriots should not be allowed to just stop this game from moving on. The NFL shouldn't bow to them and go, we are not going to, you don't have to play. I do agree with him in that sense where it's like, hey, here's the protocols we have in place. We have 16 guys on an expanded practice squad. You play the football game. Like that part, I do agree with him. You don't agree with him that the Patriots should be playing tomorrow night?
I do. I think they should not have played against Kansas City, and they should play tomorrow.
But they did play against Kansas City, that set the bar
I thought so, too, but I guess apparently not. And then the league, for some reason, decided to just bow down to the Patriots this week.
And that's why I think it's wrong.
But also, the league is going to have such an issue later on because teams right now have bye weeks, so you can be flexible. But what, next week or the week after that, that's going to get thrown out. There's going to be a team like the Lions, let's say, who I think have their real bye week. Is it last week? They're not going to play, or they're going to have a game come up, and then they're not going to be able to move it anywhere, and there's going to be a big issue. But
yeah, but let's just, I mean, as far as this being all out like catastrophe and like things getting completely out of hand, aside from the Patriots and the Titans, there were no other positive tests with any other teams this morning. So that's per Adam Schefter. So I'm sitting there going, all right, we have two teams. One team who completely just, you know, ran amok and decided they're going to do whatever they want to. And that's a learning experience for them, I'm sure. And then you have the Patriots with Cam, which is crazy that he's ground zero for this whole thing. And if it's just because they went to dinner, I say, well, you know what? You should expect that stuff to happen then, because none of these guys are going to sit there and say, okay, I'm just going to go from practice to my house and never leave. You have to expect that to happen and if it does, just deal with it accordingly. But overall, the league has handled this pretty damn well. Like it has. I mean, I don't think that they're flying by their seat of their pants recklessly. I feel like they're trying to do what's best for everybody involved. And unfortunately, the Patriots kind of got the crappy end of the stick. And based on their history, it's kind of compounded.
But
then you add in their leadership.
But don't you think the NFL is doing too much of a, all right, let's sort of see what happens?
Yeah, I don't think the NFL is doing a good job.
Yeah, there's way too much.
I do.
But they don't know what they're doing. They wait until there's a positive, then they're like, all right, facilities closed, game's still on, or we're going to move the game a day.
How many of these situations are the same? First of all, this is the wild, wild west. I mean, you're Lewis and Clark. You have no idea what's on the other side of that mountain bridge.
I don't know.
And you just have to sit there.
You had 6 months to prepare for it.
They did prepare for it.
I don't think
Rich is right.
How am I letting them off the hook?
Because you're like, well, it's, you know, they don't know what's on the other side of the mountain. It's the Wild West. No, like, you knew what you were getting into.
My high noon.
High noon hot takes. You knew what that, like, the NFL knew that guys were going to test positive during the season.
Right.
Like, they couldn't have went into this and go,
of course.
There's no way the NFL.
You have two teams out of 32 that are in the muck. You have two. I would say, based on the way they handled the Patriots, my thing was push through it, NFL. They did.
What happened was they got another case.
Well, their protocol says they got to keep shutting down. So they're a victim of the Titans situation. Their protocol says shut it down. Well, they kept doing it. They pushed through with the Patriots. They did. They figured it out, got another case. Well, you got to slow your roll again. And if the game wasn't and they pushed it back. Now they have a bye week. We're going to rearrange the schedule, or we're going to make it happen. To me, they're serving too many masters, I think, it ultimately is my biggest issue with them.
Then that means they're not doing a good job.
Because you're serving that many masters,
and that means you're not really.
But they pushed through. Do you think that public perception was, hey, go ahead and play this game? Optics Man said, shut it down. They didn't. They pushed through it, and they had the game.
I think that most people would probably go, and we'll probably find out. Most people are probably like, why'd they cancel this game? Why'd they postpone this game, when they played last week? If they didn't have an issue with last week, knowing that they had one positive test on the team, now why all of a sudden are they going to postpone a game and they made those guys fly out when they're all at home and they can all show up to the stadium on Monday and go, okay, we have zero positive tests, we can play the game.
The issue with the Patriots ultimately has less to do with COVID and has more to do with the general mechanics of we didn't get to practice, guys. Like, that to me is the bigger issue. If they got two practices in, they would play this game on Monday. The fact that Brian Coart got sick, caught it this morning, then they said screw it. I think this is an isolated case, an outlier type situation, and if they didn't have it, they would have played the game, and then they would have been able to catch up, reset, and who cares if they have two more cases? They'd have two more weeks. But since all that kind of came together at the same time, I feel like this was a special set of circumstances.
Patriots-Broncos has been postponed until next Sunday. Do you agree with the decision, which seems like it was more made by the Patriots than by the NFL? We'll get to your phone calls here. This is NFL Sunday, and it's brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to more NFL Sunday with Keith Fourier and Wiggy.
Presented by Kaplansky Insurance, Northeast Electrical, and Zudy.
On the home for Patriots fans, WEI.
Captain, no one get hurt if you don't play no game.
Whether it's the league office, whether it's the NFLPA, they don't care.
It's the ship's broken.
Both teams have been informed that the game will be next Sunday.
We had to go.
Nobody gets hurt. Easy. Hey! Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
I see you, John.
There you go.
It's John Belichick. Belichick to Goodell.
The Patriots are the Somali Pirates in this scenario, and yep. they are telling the league what to do.
That's
the
it.
Ship's broken. The ship's broken.
Tom Hanks is Roger Goodell.
Yep.
And he just got pushed around a little bit.
He did get pushed
That's
around
what
in,
happened.
The, Patriots in the beginning, but then at the end.
Yeah, how does that movie end, by the way?
No spoilers. No spoilers.
Never saw it.
Yeah, well, it's from
Never saw it.
10 years
the second
ago.
Surge is coming, so we need to put back up the veil of not spoiling movies that everyone's about to watch for the first time.
How wait, you can't
tell you Netflix you, roulette. That's the wave of the
how
future.
How do you play Netflix roulette? Is it just
so I'm telling you. Look, okay. So you just go on your Netflix account and you just take your remote and you just if you kind of, you know, slide up and down, at first, it kind of goes really slow. I mean, I'll post it to Twitter. It's on Instagram. That's how Wiggy knows about it.
All right.
So you spin, and then it literally goes so fast.
Oh, okay.
And you can't even see anything. And then you basically, whoever's Stop. Doing the spinning, you have to close your eyes so you don't try to cheat. You take your finger off of it, and it just lands on a random movie.
Oh,
and
you
that's
get
the
some
movie.
Garbage.
Or the, oh, yeah.
Mm. But you have to, are you scrolling up and down or left and right?
Just up and down.
Okay.
Just up and down.
Yeah, that is. You can't complicate could get some.
Yeah.
No whammies, no
you
whammies,
could,
no
whammies.
And Jeopardy.
Is it whatever you get, or is it...
Whatever you land on,
or do you get
you
like,
have to... If you land on a series, you have to watch the first series. If you land on a movie, you have to commit to watching to at least 30 minutes of that movie.
Wow.
So we put the Money Heist on, and...
Yeah, how long that
I
lasts?
I was kind of into it, okay. And my wife was like, nah, and so we
That's
had to
like
bail.
A series, though, right?
That is a series, right.
Yeah.
But it looks kind of interesting. And some of these Netflix shows, like if you bail on it early, you may miss out on a really good show. And
right.
It just all depends on like how committed you are to it. But
all right.
So, yeah, that's you a try good game. It out. Try it out.
Yeah, no Patriots game this week. So yeah. It's
only Patriots Monday.
So
will Bill come on? Will one of the quarterbacks come on? Will you guys have?
That's above my pay grade, Christian.
There should be a Patriots Monday, but or maybe it'll be on Tuesday because the game was scheduled for. I mean, because if they have a bye week, there's still Patriots Monday.
Right. Don't even look at me.
John, weigh in here. Who do we have?
It was
tomorrow?
Supposed to be on Tuesday this week.
Right.
There's now no game Monday.
Maybe it still will be. I don't know.
My assumption would be that means it's Monday. However, with stuff going on, they usually don't give us players when there's stuff going down. So,
there's no way
John, where would you think you're in the pecking order as far as decisions being made?
I mean, right now, I'd say that I'm the highest ranking person in the building.
Wow.
So.
That's pretty serious.
So there's actually
Sunday morning.
Three of you guys Sunday in morning. A building right now.
Yeah. He's got it covered. Let's go to Nathan in Cape Cod. What's up, Nathan?
How's it going?
Hey, good.
Hey, I just wanted to get your take to see if you think that teams that can't follow protocol should have to forfeit games now that it's to affect other teams' scheduling that has nothing to do with it.
I am in favor of forfeit.
I like this idea, Rich, right? Yeah. But I would say when you say not following protocol, what exactly like what do you mean by that would lead to a forfeiture of games?
I'm not even as worried about that. I would just say in this case the Patriots, the league could talk to them and say, hey, we know your facility has been shut down and you haven't had the practice time,
right?
You can take an L,
right?
Or you can play the game. And then they would say, all right, we'll play the game. Or the Titans, you have so many guys and then you're just like, all right, at that point, or you know, if we the Titans say they had to go on a plane. Like, no, you're not going on a plane. That's dumb. You can't play. Forfeit. We're not going to reschedule. We're not going to throw everybody's bye week out of whack. Forfeit.
You would say that the Patriots, they go, we didn't get any physical practice, and you're the NFL. You go, well, it doesn't matter. You need to play. Or you forfeit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so that would be your guideline.
Yeah, that would be. I'd be like, all right, it's – We are going to play 16 games in 17 weeks, and that's that. If that's what they decided to do, then you have to take some L's. That's just how it goes.
I don't know
how else you do it.
See,
because they're going to run it. This is week five. Mm-hmm. They are going to run into how many some times, massive issues by
okay,
week 10.
So I would ask this question. How many times is it the possibility that a team could go a week without practicing physically and have to play throughout a season? How many teams you think that potentially now could likely to happen?
Well, what, it's been two so far this year, so it's not like it's everybody.
So two through four games?
I think so, right? The Titans, and then I guess the Patriots this week, technically. They had one practice yesterday.
How many practices did the Titans get in? I mean,
they haven't had any. I don't think, did they?
And they're going to play on Tuesday.
Did Kansas City?
They had a couple rogue ones.
How many sanctioned practices?
Well, I guess it would be like when there was a player who tested positive in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Did they have to shut the facilities down where they didn't get any practice?
That's a good question.
There was a player in Kansas City that tested positive. So I guess the question would be, because in your world, a team should have to play even if they don't have any physical in-person practice. And if that's the case, okay, then it's like that for everybody throughout the league. I'm on board for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're saying you need at least one physical in-person practice.
I think that's what the coaches would probably want, but I'm not saying that, no. Because I think sometimes you're going to have to play. Now, if you get into multiple weeks of that, then I think you're kind of screwed. Like if you the Titans will be interesting to watch on Sunday because I think just like with the Patriots, it was sort of a case study in, all right, if you fly same day, what does it look like on the field?
Right.
And really, they played fine. I mean, it was Hoyer was awful. Devin McCourty dropped a pick, and Julian Edelman turned one into a pick. Other than that, they played pretty well.
Well, then if you're going down that route, then I'm on board with you on that one. Then you take
the other thing is like if I'm the league, I'm like, God dang it. Like, what the hell? We were really looking like they were patting themselves on the back. They were talking about how they accomplished their goal without putting anybody at risk, and everybody settled down. And here we go into the next week, and the Patriots will have time to catch up. But bam, another test positive. Mm. I mean, it really threw a wrench in things. So if I'm the NFL, I don't know if I'm ultimately panicking because of what's going on, like with the Patriots, and you know what's coming out of their locker room and how they kind of said, no, we're not going to take it anymore. Because I don't think they believe that the other teams have the same – one will be in the same position, have to deal with the same set of circumstances, and ultimately be angry and pissed off at how things are being handled.
You know what you might have to do? And, again, I think because they've already been willing to sort of change certain things as the season has gone. But because for the most part, I feel like on the field, the players have been pretty safe, right? And I think – most facilities, maybe outside of Tennessee, they've been pretty good about spreading out in the meeting rooms and things like that.
Right.
Would it be crazy to change the rule from shutting the facility down for 2 days to 1 day?
Okay,
because think about it. You're already the whole idea of the incubation period is five or more days. So 2 days, let's be honest, kind of dumb anyway. Like, what does 2 days really accomplish?
That's a good point.
If you make it 1 day, better chance that you get a couple of practices in and you're more prepared for your game.
Right. I like that. You know what? Now you're being proactive.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because
I just thought about that in 30 seconds. And the NFL's at 6 months.
Those are the things that the NFL should be doing a better job of. Yeah. And that's why I don't get what Christian's saying. They're doing a good job because it literally took you 30 seconds to figure that one out.
Best idea of the day.
We're all so smart when we're not left with actually the repercussions of our decisions. Everybody's a brain surgeon if they don't actually have to do brain surgery.
Pretty high paid jobs up there in the league office. Right. And I don't know what they were doing.
But think about that. It should be 24 hours to clean the facilities, right? You think these NFL teams have enough money to call up, Mary Maids and say, hey, listen, could you come in here and clean
clean
the facilities for us?
I don't want to go down the road of the doctor stuff because I certainly don't know as much about it. But aren't we kind of hearing that it's more about the, sharing of airspace, like close without masks on, like talking at a close distance in a confined space,
mm-hmm.
more so than touching a locker that somebody else might have touched the day or 2 days before.
Right.
Like, you could still do the deep clean. I'm not saying don't clean your stuff. Clean your stuff. It's all about washing your hands. Like, that's super important to do. But I just feel for the league, it's like, why is it 2 days? It really should be five, or one. I think one's the same deal
as
two.
And here's what I would ask this, because I think that's a great point. And I just thought about this in the 30 seconds that you were
talking.
That?
Why, good ideas inspire good ideas.
Why are you even shutting down the facilities? Aren't you cleaning these facilities every single night? So why would you even have to shut it down for a day? You would just basically take the guy who tested positive and you'd remove him from the situation.
I guess part of it is, all right, we're not getting the players won't see each other. That's also part of it, right? It's not just the surfaces.
Okay.
But I'm saying if you are, as the Patriots did yesterday, they had all their practices, even the meetings were outside.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, at least you're getting there together.
It's
going
to get old soon.
Especially
it's gonna get cold.
Green Bay, New England, Buffalo are like, this sucks. We're not meeting outside anymore. But I don't know. I just feel like the two days
is kind
of
really
arbitrary.
And I don't think you even have to shut down the facilities. I think if a guy tests positive, all you have to do is go, okay, you know what? We did our round of testing, and the only guy that tested positive was Coward.
Because I know of there was like a certain elementary school that there was a positive test. And then everybody went home. They got the positive test. They went in there. They cleaned the hell out of it. And then that person stayed home. Everybody else was back.
Right. That's what I would think anyways. Why would you need to shut down the facilities?
I don't know.
And so if a guy
I think it's because the NFL thinks it looks good. And then we care about safety. We shut it down for two days.
But you make a good point. If you're telling me the incubation period is 4 or 5 days, what the hell's two? It's like going, you got to be 6 feet away from me. But as soon as I get to 5.5 feet, we got issues.
We got major issues.
But I think that maybe might alleviate a lot of these problems of teams not being able to practice.
What is the doomsday scenario for the league? Worst case scenario, if they sit there and go, okay, listen, you got to open the box. Well, we got to do this in unison. We got to turn.
What
the
do you
key
mean doomsday? Like they're going to shut the league down?
No, doomsday would have been if Gilmore gave it to Patrick Mahomes after that picture was circulating, after they talked after the game.
Yeah,
because now it is more of a field they can do it, and just the best player on the best team. They would have been like, what do we do now?
Doomsday would have been there have been a ton of Vikings that tested positive after the Titans.
That, 100%.
You know, and where you look at it and you go, okay, we had two teams that played on Sunday, and now all of a sudden we have 20 positives because we got 10 guys from each
and
team.
Between now and Tuesday night, the doomsday scenario could present itself in Tennessee. Because if you have one team, which happens to be a good team, by the way, if they miss two going on three straight weeks, like how do you make up their games? And now you're talking about a team that who knows what they're going to finish with.
Here's the other question I have is, can one team actually, based on, you know, competitive fairness and everything, can one team ultimately shut the whole league down for 2 weeks? Can one team
like in baseball, I thought maybe the Marlins or the Cardinals would, and they didn't.
Right.
They kind of gave those guys a timeout, and then they made up their games later on, or as many as they could.
And one team wouldn't, if you kind of go with Rich, I think, with your theory, where if you go with the Tennessee Titans and go, wait a second, you brought this problem on yourself. Here's what we're doing. For the next 2 weeks, you're shut down, and you're taking two L's.
Yeah, I think.
Those two games that you were supposed to play.
But you don't want to take the L's, because if you don't play the game, the financial implications are staggering in the minds of the NFL owners. So they want to they'd rather shut the league down and press pause and then push the Super Bowl back into March if they have to.
Uh-huh.
And then instead of just forfeiting games. Like, I think that is, like, worst case scenario, hey, if I'm forfeiting games and they got to forfeit games, I think you have an issue if you do that.
Also, I think there's way too much money involved to say one team's going to tear them all down. Like, they would find a way, and whether it's forfeits or not, I think they would just say, all right, you guys are on ice, and either you can come back at the end of the year maybe and get some games in, or you're just done
without you. Why don't you just go, when we test on Sunday, Sunday morning we got your test results back from Saturday, and Saturday morning we got it back from Friday. Why isn't it that we're just gonna, whoever tests positive, if it's an away game, you can't get on the plane. Whoever tested negative, you can get on the plane. And guess what? We're gonna test you Sunday at the stadium. And if you test positive before your results come back Sunday morning, you can't go in the stadium.
No game for the go ahead.
Real quick before you break. I know we're gonna break, but I just saw some video footage of Patrick Mahomes. He is safe. He is healthy. Phew. He is on the field warming up. So
good.
Sigh
good
of relief all across the league. Go ahead.
Absolutely. They game on in Kansas City. we will continue to discuss the Patriots game being pushed to next weekend. It was supposed to be scheduled for tomorrow. It is not going to happen, as Byron Cowart
becomes the third player on the active roster, the fourth overall with the Patriots to test positive for COVID. You're listening to NFL Sunday. It's brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details by Northeast Electrical and by the New England Recovery Center of Westboro.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.